Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving headfirst into what are basically the last major tech stories of the year, the Future Tech Pulse 2026 reports that dropped right at the end of December, and they've given us this really potent mix of high-stakes innovation.
It really sets the stage for next year.
It does. So if you are looking for that cheat sheet, a quick, thorough understanding of what matters in gaming, hardware, and the infrastructure holding it all together, this is the deep dive for you.
And this is more than just rumors this time. We've synthesized six major stories across three, critical categories.
And they all seem to point to one thing.
One core theme, yeah. The fundamental power of technology is moving. It's
Yeah.
shifting away from the chip in your hand and into the cloud.
So hardware is still getting smarter.
But software and that intelligent infrastructure, that's becoming king. So our goal here is to cut through all the holiday noise and just find those essential nuggets of knowledge.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've got everything from, a seismic shift in how we search the internet to the quiet marketing moves of the world's biggest game
Let's
studios.
start there.
Yeah, let's start with the immediate hype generator, the one guaranteed to cause a spike in forum traffic and maybe a few hardware-related anxiety attacks. The gaming arms race. So Rockstar Games, GTA Gas. After the, absolute chaos of Trailer 2, the community is basically focused on two things.
Just two things, raw gameplay.
And a concrete release date. The official silence from Rockstar has been deafening, but the sources are suggesting that silence is about to break.
And not with a big announcement, which is the interesting part. It's more of a digital whisper.
What does that mean?
Well, the evidence for this imminent reveal isn't a leaked memo or a grainy photo. It's forensic digital sleuthing.
Okay.
So eagle-eyed users who monitor Rockstar's web infrastructure, they noticed significant irregular back-end activity.
We're talking about massive changes to the site itself.
Exactly. Stuff that usually only happens right before a major launch.
And I saw the most telling detail came from these metadata tags on a hidden page.
Page that was temporarily indexed. Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't just fan speculation. The tags include gameplay reveal, mechanics deep dive, and the really crucial phrase.
Spring 2026 pre-order.
That phrase is a corporate countdown clock. It means the big marketing push is days, maybe hours away.
And they're not just looking for another cinematic trailer.
No, people want that narrated walkthrough. They want to see the systems, and the expectations are just, they're astronomical, frankly.
And we're looking beyond just better graphics
Oh,
here.
completely. They're promising revamped core systems, new driving physics, overhauled shooting mechanics, and what sounds like, the holy grail for open world fans.
A genuinely improved NPC interaction system.
Right. But the one detail that always gets the most buzz is the police AI.
Oh, yeah.
They're reportedly simulating tactical sieges, negotiation tactics, moving past that endless repetitive car spawning that we've had for 20 years. The goal is a believable world.
But I have to ask, Rockstar is famous for mind games. Why should we trust these specific tags?
That's a fair challenge, but the evidence is pretty compelling when you put it all together. The tags are very specific, not just generic placeholders.
Okay.
And you couple that with the final hype indicator, which is the subtle update of the Rockstar logo to that vaporwave pink and purple gradient.
A historically reliable signal.
It is. That color palette means one thing: the final aggressive marketing sprint for a game set in Vice City.
So if you're a PC gamer, you should be paying very close attention. The warning is clear.
The new Vice City is predicted to be the most demanding digital world ever created.
Which puts pretty much everyone who hasn't upgraded in the last year officially on the clock.
Exactly. The world they're building needs power, but while the PC and console world preps for that painful upgrade, the portable space is heating up with a totally different approach.
Sony.
Sony, watching the success of the Steam Deck and the rumored Xbox handheld, is pivoting hard.
And I was immediately intrigued by this next point because it sort of flips the script on what a handheld is supposed to be. Tell us about this patent for the PSP2.
That's the unofficial name, yeah. The patent confirms a dedicated handheld. But the crucial difference is Sony's hybrid cloud power strategy.
So they're not trying to compete on raw local chip muscle.
It seems not. They've decided they either can't or won't. So this PSP2, it'll handle indie titles and lighter games natively on its own chip.
But when you want to play a blockbuster like Spider-Man 3 or The Witcher 4,
It seamlessly offloads all the heavy rendering and processing work to PlayStation's cloud servers.
now that is a huge promise. Cloud gaming has always meant terrible input lag, a blurry image.
And that's the linchpin of the whole project. The device is leveraging next-gen networking, specifically Wi-Fi 7 and advanced 5G, to cut latency down so low that they're promising it'll be indistinguishable from local play.
The speed of your connection replaces the horsepower in the device itself.
That's the idea.
But that sounds like a big gamble, doesn't it? I mean, not everyone has access to Wi-Fi 7.
It is the gamble, you're right. Sony is betting on the rapid deployment of these networks over the next 18 months.
But if it works?
The payoff is huge. The dream of continuing your God of War, say from the 4K TV to the handheld under the duvet, instantly, without sacrificing graphics. That becomes real. It's a complete repositioning of portable gaming.
Right, let's pivot from the systems demanding power to the components that are actually delivering it. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Physical stuff, the silicon.
Exactly. NVIDIA is about to drop a bomb. The leaks on the successor to the RTX 4090, they're substantive. Confirmed via documentation.
From a major board partner, yeah. Probably an NSI or an ASUS.
We are talking about the flagship GeForce RTX 5090. The launch date seems locked for January 11th at CES 2026. And the price?
It's a statement. $1,999 for the Founders Edition.
$2,000 for a graphics card.
It's a lot. But the performance decks, built on this new Blackwell architecture, might actually justify it for some people. The reports claim it's up to 70% faster in rasterization.
70% faster than the 4090?
Than the already legendary 4090.
That's a massive jump for a single generation.
It is, and that's thanks in part to the memory standard. It's using the brand new GDDR7.
So it's not just an iteration.
No, it's a step change in bandwidth. It moves this cart into what used to be supercomputing territory.
But the most insightful part of this leak isn't just the speed, it's NVIDIA's strategic pivot.
Right. They're positioning the 5090 not just as a gaming card, but as a tool for home AI development.
That's the key shift. They're encouraging you to run large AI models locally.
Giving developers and power users that freedom and privacy to innovate without relying on some cloud API.
And it's not just for the ultra wealthy. The reports also mentioned a lightweight RTX AI engine for budget laptops.
And this is the democratization of AI processing. It means in 2026, even a mid-range laptop will handle significant local AI tasks like document summarization, video editing, image generation, far faster than they can now.
It moves AI processing from the data center to the everyday machine.
Exactly, which fundamentally changes how you shop for a laptop.
Okay, so that handles the speed problem. But what about the physical limits? What good is a 70% faster card if your phone dies in 2 hours or the battery just swells up?
And that takes us to Samsung's chemical magic.
It does. I mean, why are we still dealing with planned obsolescence from batteries dying?
Well, Samsung SDI, their battery division, claims they've achieved a breakthrough that effectively halts the aging process.
With these self-healing lithium batteries, it sounds like science fiction.
It does, but it's inspired directly by biology, specifically how human skin heals a cut.
Okay.
So the aha moment here is a new polymer layer inside the electrolyte, the goo in the battery, that contains these microscopic capsules.
And the capsules are the key.
They're like blood platelets. So the main cause of battery degradation is these tiny microcracks from stress.
Right.
When those cracks happen, the capsules rupture and they release a chemical agent that instantly fills and repairs them.
So the damage is reversed in real time before it can actually degrade the cell.
Exactly. It is genuinely transformative. The reported impact is a battery that still has 100% health after 3 years of heavy use.
Wow!
It dramatically reduces fire risk, swelling, and could extend a device's total lifespan by up to 4 times. This completely changes the secondhand electronics market.
And the environmental implications are massive. It attacks the e-waste problem at the source.
It's a material science solution to a consumer anxiety problem. Mm-hmm. And the rollout plan is smart. Start with wearables and foldables.
The things that get the most physical stress.
Exactly. And then scale up to electric vehicles, where that longevity could change the entire economics of car ownership.
Mm. So we've covered raw power and longevity. Now let's talk about infrastructure, because this is redefining the very act of computing. Let's get into Apple's top secret project, iOS Cloud Mode.
This might be the most fundamental operational change to iOS since it was created.
The device's brain is literally being relocated.
That's a great way to put it. The concept, which is reportedly under Tim Cook's direct oversight, is that the entire iOS instance, it doesn't run on your phone.
It runs on Apple's servers.
It runs on their server farms. And it streams only the display output back to your device.
Which is amazing, but also a little terrifying. But if the computation is happening in the sky, you solve two huge bottlenecks. First, the battery.
Correct. Your local processor is just decoding a video stream. It's not crunching data. So the reports suggest battery life could jump from one day to three, maybe even 4 days.
And second, it's unlimited power. You could run professional 3D rendering or a ray-traced game on an iPhone 13.
Or even older hardware, because the local device doesn't matter anymore. The hardware no longer dictates the power ceiling.
That's the long-term vision, then. The iPhone just becomes a screen and a battery.
And that leads inevitably to a subscription hardware model. Why buy a new phone if your old screen can access the latest server power? It solves overheating and the endless upgrade cycle.
I have to ask about security, though. If my entire operating system is in Apple's data center, are they not essentially seeing every single thing I do?
That is the core concern, and the reports acknowledge it. For this to work, Apple would need unprecedented ironclad privacy guarantees. We're talking hardware-level encryption to prove that even they can't see the data stream.
It's a massive trust
A
barrier.
huge one. They're testing it with developers for now, but the consumer implications, they raise huge questions about data autonomy.
Okay, so Apple is moving the device's brain to the cloud. Meanwhile, Google is moving the internet's brain to the cloud.
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
Yes.
this is Google's existential response to pressure from AI like ChatGPT.
With Google Search 3.0.
Right. And the leaked UI screenshots show a radical overhaul. It's the end of the 10 blue links format that has defined the web for decades.
So it's no longer a librarian pointing you somewhere else.
It's a research assistant that never makes you leave the page. Search 3.0 is entirely conversational.
So if I search for something complex, like best laptop for an architecture student under $1,500.
You won't get 10 links to Best Buy and CNET. You'll get a comprehensive, synthesized, categorized guide generated right there on the page.
You get the answer instantly.
You get the answer, and you get interactive follow-up buttons like compare the Asus models or show me video reviews of the top pick.
That's an amazing user experience, but it sounds like an SEO earthquake for every website on the planet.
It's an absolute disaster for traditional search engine optimization. If Google gives you the complete answer, why would you ever click the link?
Web traffic, the lifeblood of millions of businesses, could just die.
It could die overnight.
But wait, doesn't Google make its money from those links? Why would they abandon their core business model?
Because they have to. They're protecting their market share against the new AI competitors.
Yep.
The revenue model will just shift. Instead of monetizing the click, they'll monetize the synthesis itself.
Through sponsored synthesis or something.
Exactly. This is the death of traditional SEO and the birth of artificial intelligence optimization, or AIO. The focus shifts to structuring your content so an AI can synthesize it. The way information reaches you is changing forever.
So, what does this all mean? We've covered such a tremendous breadth of innovation here, from a $2,000 GPU to material science solving batteries to two tech giants just relocating computing into the sky.
It points to the central defining insight for 2026. This is the year where the physical limits we've always accepted. Local processing power, battery life are consistently being bypassed by intelligent infrastructure and chemical breakthroughs.
The brain is relocating.
It is. And we are becoming more reliant on flawless high-speed internet for even basic device functionality than ever before.
We're outsourcing the thinking and the heavy lifting.
Precisely. And that brings us to the final provocative thought for you to consider. It ties together that Google Search 3.0 story and the Apple Cloud Mode story.
Okay.
If the future of computing means information is always synthesized for you and computing power is always streamed to you, how do we make sure we retain the critical thinking skills to question the source, to question the data center that is doing all of that thinking and processing for us?
A necessary consideration when convenience becomes absolute power. A great thought to end the year on. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world's most essential sources.